Hello, welcome to the Tapestry of Your Life. This is Nadine Rhodes, and I'm glad you're joining me as we continue to talk about love. As I was reading in the book of Romans, chapter 8, one day, I realized the numerous descriptions of God's love. And so I jotted down a list, and I want to share that list with you today, and we can weave these characteristics, these descriptions of God's love in our conversations, in our actions, in the way we think, and the way we live. So Romans chapter 8, verses 32 through the end of the chapter, which is verse 39. I am not going to read the verses to you, so I encourage you to get your Bibles out as you listen along, or write down the list and go back and read it on your own time and see what you find. So Romans 8, 32 through 39, this is the list of descriptions of God's love in these verses. God's proven love, God's chosen love, God's endless love, God's undiminishable love. That's a good word. Undiminishable. God's heavenly love. God's omnipotent love. God's demonstrated love. Aren't these great descriptions? God's inseparable love, God's triumphant love, God's unweakenable love, and finally, God's passionate love. I don't have them numbered, but let's see. There's 4, and 4 is 8, 9, 10, 11 is what I have written down. So I'll read them to you again. I love these descriptive words. And I'm going to read them a little different this time. It's God's love, and then I'm going to read the descriptive word. So if you're writing a list, you could write the title, God's love, and then just write the next 11 descriptive words. And once again, this is from Romans chapter 8, verse 32 through 39. So God's love is proven, chosen, endless, undiminishable, heavenly, omnipotent, demonstrated, inseparable, triumphant, unweakenable, and passionate. This is a great list to meditate on, to look up in the 1828 Webster's Dictionary, the definitions of these descriptions to get a deeper understanding. One of the other things that we can use this list for is to thank God for these specific characteristics of His love. So let's do that together. Thank you, Father, that you have proven your love to us. Thank you that your love chose us to be your very own children, and that your love is endless and undiminishable. We thank you that your love is a heavenly love, an omnipotent love, that you demonstrated your love for us. We thank you, Father, that your love is inseparable. We cannot be separated from your love. And we thank you, Father, that your love is triumphant, unshakable, and passionate. And we thank you, Father, that you are love, and that you love us, and we love you, and for the opportunities that you give us each day to express our gratitude to you for your love and to share your love with the people around us. And we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, and Jesus loves you.